The last 2 days have given us a good indication that where the internet is concerned, the medium still may not be keeping up with the message. Many people who logged on yesterday to watch the much-promoted Victoria's Secret fashion show were disappointed with what they found. So many people were accessing the same website that the audio and, more important in this case, the video frequently interrupted. And today, investors who were trying to buy or sell stocks via the online brokerage firm E-Trade were greeted with the message, "Access to some areas of your account may be temporarily unavailable." That follows a software problem yesterday that kept E-Trade users offline for more than an hour. Joining us to talk about what these problems say about the state of the internet is Wendy Taylor, editor of PC Computing Magazine. Wendy Taylor, I gather Victoria's Secret was a victim of its own hype. The fashion show had been promoted on the Super Bowl, after all. What went wrong?
Well, they had only anticipated between 250,000 people hitting their website.
Only.
And instead they got over 1.5 million, and frankly, they probably would have gotten more if they could have accommodated it.
People often use metaphors to describe the flow of information over the net, water through a small pipe, cars going over a narrow road. Is that what happened? Is that the right way to look at the problem? Too much happening?
I guess a better analogy would be it's sort of like a Roman sewer. It's really, you know, we've outgrown the infrastructure and the plumbing that's in place, and it needs an overhaul. And we need bigger pipes that are connecting all these things, faster servers, because very often, even if someone has a fast server, the person connecting to it is still trying, you know, they're sipping an elephant through a soda straw.
Does it have to do with what they were trying to do on that site, that they were trying to provide a pretty high-end level of audio and video, something that would be fairly complicated to download?
Absolutely. Trying to watch video over an internet connection, even a fast one, in our office we have a T1 line, which is, you know, one of the faster ones you can get. It's still like watching little dancing postage stamps, even when it's good. So for people who are accessing it over a really slow modem or a typical, you know, 56K phone line, you can imagine what it looks like for them. So it really is trying to push too much through too small of a channel.
Will things get worse when more people start downloading things that are similarly complicated, like lots of music downloading online?
Well, actually, there's another way. The flip side of this, another way to look at it is this is a good thing because it's sort of like in the early days of AOL. A lot of people got busy signals. A lot of people got kicked off. And so it forced AOL to make a commitment to grow to invest in the infrastructure so it could deliver what all of these customers wanted. And what you're going to see here is as more and more of these things start to happen, is more people will demand better performance. So companies that want to survive and that want to stay ahead will actually make those investments now. So it's a good thing this is happening if we're going to see it get better.
Sort of a wake-up call.
Exactly.
Well, in the case of E-Trade, the company says the problems are related to a change of software. Do you think people who rely on an online company to be their only way to trade stocks have just put too much faith in this system?
Well, actually, I don't think, these are similar to problems that you'll have when you're trying to track down your broker. You know, he's at lunch and you want to make a trade. It's part of being informed. If you're going to use a medium like this, it's being informed of what the risks are, what all the things are that you need to consider. And with the stock market behaving like a casino right now, you know, where things are bouncing around and stock prices are jumping up and down, it's highlighted this problem.
But then online trading was supposed to solve those problems, wasn't it? To be available to you at all times, just get it up on the screen and there you are.
Yeah, but it's certainly not a magic bullet. I think electronic trading is still a great way to go for a lot of people. The commissions are low. You know, you don't have a broker taking a big bite out of stuff. And for a lot of people, it makes sense. But you have to keep your head in the right place.
Wendy Taylor, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wendy Taylor is the editor of PC Computing Magazine.